My purpose in all this is not to expose Wagner as a plagiarist, but as a transformational magician. I want to show to what extent a tonal language can grow from artist to artist, growing in expressivity and in magnitude over a span of a mere 20 years, just as we can see it grow from Haydn to Beethoven, or from Scriabin to Stravinsky. The examples are all through history. This happens to be a particularly striking one. And with this growth, there always comes the inevitable increase in ambiguity. Tristan is the very peak of ambiguity, the turning point after which music could never be the same again, because it points musical history directly toward the upcoming crisis of the 20th century. And this is because Tristan exploits ambiguity fully in all three of the linguistic modes we've discussed. Phonologically, for example, the highly chromatic opening bars of the prelude have fascinated analytical minds for over a century. What key are we in? Maybe no key at all. Did that cadence on the dominant seventh indicate A minor? But the dominant never resolves to the A minor tonic. Instead, there's a long pause, and the phrase is repeated, higher, more intense, with the rising minor sixth now stretched, transformed to a major sixth. Again, ending on a dominant, but in a whole different key. Again, pause. And then again, even higher, more stretched out. Ending on yet another dominant. Pause. And this cadence is now echoed an octave higher, as if to say, this could be the one.